Mobile Rolling with the latest harness racing news, thanks to Garrard's Horse and Hound. Visit garrardshorseandhound.com.au.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Mobile Rolling, proudly brought to you by Garrard's Horse and Hound. Today we have a special guest, probably no bigger name in harness racing than Tim Cheatrick, and he is here down under representing his state of, his country of North America, and he's here for the World Driving Championships, which officially starts on Saturday night in Sydney. Tim is online, he joins us now. Tim, really appreciate your time.
Thanks for that great introduction, and just glad to be on the show.
Welcome to the land down under. You're in New Zealand currently. How are you finding it?
It's a beautiful country, beautiful weather. The people are great. You know, I've been visiting some different places, been attending some of the horse sales, and it's just been a great time so far.
This is the first time that you've been down under. What were the expectations? You're down here with your wife, Ashley, as well. What were you expecting when you made the trip down under?
You know, exactly what I've received. The people have been great and welcomed me right in. Everybody's been super nice, made me feel right at home. And, it's just been a great getaway and a great vacation so far.
You took a drive last Friday night in Auckland at Alexandra Park. How did you find that experience?
It was great. The track was wonderful. The surface was wonderful for the horses. The show that the track puts on is top-notch. And everything about it was just great, and it was very exciting to get to compete with the fellow drivers there at the racetrack, and the whole crew put on a really good show.
The horse that you drove last Friday night is prepared by Tony Hurley. He's legendary down under. He's one of the best, if not the best, drivers currently racing in this part of the world. How did you find that experience, meeting and then driving for a guy like Tony?
Well, first off, Tony is a top-notch person. Made me feel right at home, and just a super, super nice guy. And, he tried to give me a winner, but I just didn't quite get it there. But it was super, super, super event, and glad I got to be a part of it.
This past week, you've been at the sales in Auckland and now in the South Island in Christchurch. How did you find the sales, and what were the expectations with the sales comparing it back home?
You know, I didn't know what to expect when I come down, but, both venues are a little bit different. They both do a really, really good job. They represent the standard bred breed super, both places. And, they get their horses sold, and, the numbers show it.
Has anyone tried to get you to, pick out a yearling for them in the last couple of days?
Well, I looked at more than I was probably supposed to, because I know I'm not going to buy any. But, the horse quality that's down here has really exceeded my expectations. And, that results in the people hard working and really taking pride in their horses. So, there are a lot of American influences on the breeding, and it shows up, and the people did really have a nice product showing in the sales.
As I said at the intro, your main reason for the trip down under is the World Driving Championship. You're representing the United States of America. The series will run over 8 days, 20 heats to be contested around the state of New South Wales. Drivers are decided by a random draw in each heat, and drivers will wear their national colours. You've got two drives on Saturday night at Menangle, and then you move around the state. You've got Newcastle, Goulburn, Wagga, Bathurst, Penrith. The final heat will be staged on Inter-Dominion Grand Final Day, which is Sunday, March 1. Do you know much about the Inter-Dominion? Have you heard much about it since you've been down under?
I know it's a great big race, and people really tune into it. Even in the United States, we know about the Inter-Dominion, and it's one of the toughest races to win, and everybody wants to be involved in it. So I'm glad I'm going to get to be around and get to watch it.
Is this the first time that you've represented your country in a World Drivers' Championship?
It is. I feel very, very fortunate that the United States, the USTA Trotting Association, and the president, Phil Langley, got to select me to represent America, United States, and I'm just really honored that I get to, wear the colors proud, hopefully.
Now, you've also got a sulky that's been made up in the colors of the stars and stripes. So you're going to look the part.
It's going to be people like red, white, and blue, because it's definitely going to stand out. And, the UFO company, sulky company, and they really put a nice bike together for me to, promote my business over here.
So is that your preferred choice of bike back home when you're driving day in, day out up there, the UFO?
Yeah, it's my favorite. I use it all the time. I think it's a great sulky. It's to me, I think it really helps pick horses up. It takes a horse that can step them up a half a length, in my opinion, maybe a length, and it's definitely my bike of choice.
Yeah, it's a big business now, the bikes, isn't it, the race bikes?
It is, you know, and it's a proven fact that race bikes do make a difference, you know, with the new wheels, the new style of wheels, and the hot bearings, you know, and it does make a difference.
You're 32 years of age. You've driven in excess of 8,000 winners. Have you allowed yourself a little bit of time to look back and think where that time's gone?
I try not to because I don't want it to go to my head, you know what I mean? So I just feel very, very fortunate, and hopefully I can make another 8,000 would be what I dream to do, and just keep making a nice living at what I get to love to do and love to race horses.
When you're back home, are you racing every day?
Pretty much, you know, like December, January, February is a little bit slow because of holidays. And, you know, in the winter months, it's really cold and not too many places to race. But if I really wanted to and go back to work, I could race 7 days a week if I really want to. Mm.
Weather this time of year back home, it's just brutal, isn't it?
It's really, really cold. Like, I think Saturday night there, they had snow throughout the night at the Meadowlands. And, you know, it was in the teens. And then Sunday, I know they canceled Dover Downs, they're in Delaware because of snow and bad weather, and it's really cold there right now.
Mm. I want to go back to 2007. This is the year that you set that record for 1,187 winners in a single year. That's just phenomenal.
It's just, I don't even believe it that I did it, even now that I look back at it. You know, going through it, you know, I was just going to work every day, and you know, you don't try to think about numbers, and I still don't to this day. You know, I'm more proud of the 19.8 million that I've made in purses in 1 year driving. But it's a phenomenal feat what I've gotten to do, and I couldn't do it without great owners and, you know, great people that stood behind me. My wife, Ashley, she's, you know, my family. Without them, I couldn't do what I do today, for sure.
Tell me, the best horses that you've been able to be associated with. One obvious one, recently retired Captain Treacherous. But what are some of the other superstars that you've sat behind?
I don't think your show's long enough to tell you some of the great horses I've gotten to drive. So, you know, Captain Treacherous is one of my tops. Market Share, Chapter 7, Buckeye St. Pat, Artistic Fella. You know, I've gotten to drive so many great horses that provided for me and my family some great stories and great memories.
Excellent stuff. What about your favorite tracks up home? Which ones stand out for you?
Well, you know, everybody knows about the Meadowlands, which is one of my favorite tracks because it's so cool to be there. The atmosphere is awesome, and it's so tough to win a race there. You can have the best horse and still finish last every race if you're not very, very careful. It's a great driver's colony. The best of the best always try to go there. And, you know, it's just a great place. But everybody knows Little Brown Jug, you know, the Jug Week in Delaware, Ohio, as they say, in the States. It's one of the greatest half-mile tracks in the country. You know, those two tracks are just really nice to attend and be part of the racing action.
I've got to ask more about that driver's colony at the Meadowlands. The depth in that driver's colony is just unbelievable.
Well, you know, if you look back in the history of harness racing, the best of the best always show up in the Meadowlands. That's where every young kid thrives to be and thrives to make his traits be very prominent at the Meadowlands. So, you know, that's our mecca of harness racing is in the Meadowlands. But, you know, it's not at the top level right now. It's still very, very strong. But it's what everybody knows in harness racing knows about the Meadowlands.
I'm tipping all you guys are very competitive, too.
You know that. You know, anybody that puts their life on the line to race horses and, you know, get up to speeds of 40 mile an hour in a little bitty sulky behind a 1,200-pound animal, you know, you take your life at your own risk. And that thrill of harness racing to me is just bar none to anything else. You know, it's a sport. You know, I'm not a 6-foot basketball player or a 7-foot basketball player. I can't play football, but thank God I can drive horses.
Mm. Just with that driver's colony, who are some of your good mates, and who are the guys that you really respect, some of your other colleagues?
Well, I hate them all because they beat me a lot. But, you know, some of the greats, you know, John Campbell, Brian Sears, Georgie Brennan, Dave Miller, one of my favorites. And, you know, there's just Yannick Gingras has been on a tear the last couple of years. You know, them guys are as good as anybody in the world, in my opinion. You know, and you know, in American racing, they are the best.
I know you've been fortunate enough to win some of the best races in the world, but for you, what is the best race on the harness racing calendar?
Well, you know, the Hamiltonian is the top race. It goes for $1.5 million in America, in the United States. You know, the race that everybody in the world wants to win is the Little Brown Jug. It's such a tough race to win, you know, but those two races are, you know, one of the toughest.
Fair enough. As I said, you're 32, one of the... One of the downsides, I suppose, to a degree, is the fact that you've had both hips replaced. That's been brought on by a degenerative disease. How do you find that?
You just deal with it. You know, like, I'm very healthy other than that, and my health is good. My brain works good, and, you know, it's just a little setback that we've overworked, and you move on, and, you know, thank God there's the modern medicine that can take care of those things, and, you know, I feel as good as new.
As a result of that, or those hip replacements that you've had, you've got the nickname of the Bionic Man. How does that sit with you? Do you like it?
I like it. Yeah, it's not bad. It's kind of a different name, and, you know, the Medellin's kind of had a nickname trivia thing for me. There's a lot of names entered into the competition, and, you know, that was a name that come up for me. You know, the $6 million man.
It's a great one. It's a great one. Just in wrapping up, a young guy that we know well here in Brisbane, Australia, Andy McCarthy. He's been based up there for a few seasons. You've driven against him on a number of occasions. How's he going?
As you guys say, he's one of your good mates. And he's one of my good mates. And, you know, he's a great guy, great mentality, always happy, always smiling. And he's got, not only that, but he drives the horse very, very well. And a few of the horses that I own in the States, that when they go to Pocono, and he's based at Pocono all the time in the summer, he drives a lot of horses for myself. I really believe in him, and I think he's a very talented driver.
Yeah, great stuff, great stuff. Just the final one, just in wrapping up. When you have the downtime away from harness racing, I know you like to chill out, you like to watch a bit of football. I've got to ask, what football team over there do you support?
Well, I'm a huge, huge Peyton Manning fan. I think he's great for the game. He's like an extra coach on the field. And I love guys that can take their other teammates and make them better. And he's one of the best at doing that.
Yeah, great stuff. Tim, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning. I wish you all the best in the World Drivers Championship. It officially starts on Saturday night in Sydney at the big track at Menangle, 1,400 metres. Any chance that you'll light one up at the start?
Well, I sure hope so. I'm gonna give it my best and, try to take it to the boys.
Thanks for your time, Tim.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show.
Time now for our first break on Mobile Rolling this morning. Still plenty more coming up. Interviews with Ian Gurney, the trainer of Ava Nova, leading driver Shane Graham, and all of the latest harness racing news. That's all coming up. Stay with us.
Mobile Rolling on Radio TAB.